Hey everybody, welcome to Pokemon World Tour. I am your guide, Josh.
I'm your host, Jake.
And today we're going into the Safari Zone.
We've
been out, about, and around it
for a month and a half,
but
just we're so nervous.
Time to just get on in there, get our hands dirty. It's probably real muddy.
Oh, I bet. It looks like a muddy place. Also, it's dangerous in there.
It's very dangerous.
It's very dangerous in there. But before that, we're going to jump on over to news. All right, Josh, there are two things I want to talk about real quick.
Okay. We do have all Pokemon Go news. That might be the next episode, is us talking about that stuff.
Okay.
But it's too big, it's too much to be in an episode with something else, I think.
Yeah, it will be here forever, and yeah. We got things to do, guys. Trust us.
I don't want to put a three-hour episode of a podcast out. I don't think anyone wants to listen to that. It's a very daunting time.
Anything over an hour and 40 minutes better be great. Better be like the best podcast ever, or else I'm listening to it at best in 15-minute chunks when I can. Well, we got two things. So number one, you've been pranked.
Gotcha.
Had you as like our prank episode. It was pretty good. It was 24 minutes long. The raw audio was around 50.
Yeah.
Most of that was us typing the speech to text, or the text to speech, little robots that we had in our phone, making sure that went off. That was a fun time. A lot of good goofs we had.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, we won't be talking about Glitch City. We won't be talking about all the news we talked about in that. I had lofty goals of being like, oh, I'll just cut that stuff in and it'll be fine. I don't have that kind of time. Guys, I just don't.
No.
I don't know how
entertaining that would be if we did the same exact Glitch City thing again this time, too. So
we're just skipping that. Number two is that our Pokemon RPG, Pokemon Tabletop United, RPG game that we played, PTURPG, is out. Well, it's the Pokemon World Tour United is the official nomenclature for it. It's out. It's out now, and you probably listened to it. Maybe you didn't. I think you should.
I recommend.
If you enjoy listening to us talk, you'll enjoy that.
Which, if you're listening to our podcast, I really hope you enjoy listening to us talk, because that's all you're getting.
You could be hate listening. I don't think we foster an environment where hate listening is a thing.
No.
I don't think people had.
Also, that's stupid. We're still getting your numbers. So
yeah, man.
You're
yeah,
not hurting
so,
us in
so
any.
Good.
You're only hurting yourself if you're hate listening to us.
Yeah, and we like never get any like negative emails or tweets or anything. Like,
no,
we got a lot of cool fans. We got a lot of cool listeners. But yeah, please go check it out. I put a lot of work into it. We all put a lot of work into it. It's a good time and it's real funny. And there's another one coming out next week. So those are gonna be every other week from now until who knows when. Forever.
Yep.
For now until the heat death of the universe. And that's
probably not that long. I don't think I'm going to last that long.
Probably not that long.
So.
That's like at least 60 years from now. So who knows if we'll even still be here. Anyway, that's it for news.
All right.
Let's go. You want to go to Safari Zone? You want to go on Safari?
Let's go on Safari.
Hey, we're on Safari. That's like a football chant, but like...
Is it?
Yeah, a football...
For the Las Vegas Safaris.
Yeah.
Okay.
But by football, I mean like the Queen's football. Soccer. Foot style ball. Yes.
Sorry if I offended anybody by calling it soccer.
Footy, if you will.
Footy.
So we're in Safari Zone now.
We are. All right,
the Safari Zone, in point of fact.
I don't know exactly how we're going to do this. I have some basic mechanic stuff about how Safari works. I have what the places look like and what's in them. That's all I've got. Because that's all there is. I didn't write items down because like you can come back and get them.
Yeah,
nothing is missable.
You gotta pay your money.
There are a couple important items that I did write, but we'll talk about
that.
There's
only one important item that I remember.
There are two.
Ooh. Oh, you're right.
Sucker.
We've even talked about this on the podcast.
We did. All right. So to get into the Safari Zone, you pay 500 Poke Bucks.
Oof.
To get it, it's not much.
Or like $9. It's probably like $9 American.
Oh, I don't know what the conversion rate is. Some nerd probably figured it out on the internet. So I'll do a Google and...
Well, Pokeball is like 250, right?
A regular Pokeball, I think, is 200.
Okay.
But like, there's no real world equivalent to that.
I was gonna say,
fresh water, if I'm remembering correctly, is 150?
So that's like $1.50 then.
Okay.
So essentially, that's $5 if that's the conversion rate. And then you can get a machine if that's the conversion rate, you get a machine that traps a living animal as data or something.
For $2.
For $2.
Yeah.
That's nuts, Pokemon.
But for $5 American, you can go on a safari, which is super cheap.
I've got that.
Everybody's got that.
Everyone's got $5.
So the rules are you can't. You go in there, and no, it's not official league rules.
Okay, good.
You go in as a 10-year-old boy in red and blue and yellow, but you can't use your Pokemon to defend yourself, just your wits
and a bag of snacks that they give you.
You have 30 Safari Balls and 500 steps to catch as many Pokemon as you can before you run out of either time or balls. So when a wild Pokemon charges at you, you have four options. You can throw a Safari Ball, try to catch it.
Number one.
You can throw a bait at it.
Okay.
Which will make it less likely to run away.
That's two.
But harder to catch. And you can throw a rock at it, which makes it more likely to run away, but easier to catch.
Okay. That's three.
Or you can run away.
You can be murdered by a pincer.
No, you run away. Because sometimes it's not pincer. Sometimes it's...
Or a Tauros.
Sometimes it's Rhyhorn.
Or a Rhyhorn. All the sharp Pokemon live here. I'm pretty sure the fourth option is... get in the fetal position and cry and hope
lay down and cry and then
hope Koga comes and saves you.
He won't.
He's in Team Rocket in the manga.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's real weird.
Before we talk about each area, there is a list of Pokemon that are available in all of the Safari Zone. So let's go over those all now.
Okay.
So I don't have to do them all four times.
I like that
plan.
Cool.
All right.
I'm excited to be a part of it.
In the grass, you can get both genders of Nidoran, a Nidorina or a Nidorino, depending on which game you're playing. It's like opposite. I can't remember which one, but like in red, you can get Nidoran male or Nidorina, and it's opposite for blue.
Okay.
That might also be backwards. I don't remember for sure.
Heck if I know.
There's Paris, Parasect, Execute, Rhyhorn. That's it for red and blue, and Chansey is in every area in yellow. But not in red and blue.
Okay.
For fishing, you can get Magikarp, Poliwag, Goldeen, Psyduck, Slowpoke, Krabby, and Dratini in all of the water bodies. And in Fire Red and Leaf Green, you can get Slowpoke and Psyduck from surfing. So those are all of the core Safari Zone Pokemon that like you don't have to worry about, oh, if I leave this area, I can't get them. You can get those everywhere.
Right.
We walk into the Safari Zone. We are in what is called the Central Area.
Okay.
It's like a hub that has paths leading to all the other areas. There's four areas. I think I said that already.
Maybe.
There are paths leading to all the other areas, but you can't really get to all of them unless you have the ability to surf outside of battle, and I think you need to beat Koga for that.
Okay. So if you do it in the order that we're doing it.
So we're going to go around the long way.
Right.
Because you can still go east, you can just walk over there, but then there's like a pond in the middle. Let's talk about how it looks.
Okay.
It's segmented into three small areas. There's one large one on the southern side that spans the entire width of it, and then on the north there's two for each half.
This is above the central area.
No, this is the central area. We're in the central area. This is what the central area looks like.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the whole map. All right.
No.
Back on board.
There's a large pond in the center with a small island in it, but the island doesn't have any grass, so there's probably an item on there. I'll let you guys go find out which one.
Yeah, you can go hit A button 100 times over there.
And then there are exits to the north, east, and west. The other Pokemon available in this area... In red and blue, you can get Chansey, Venonat, Scyther, or Pinsir, depending on your game. Scyther's in red, Pinsir's in blue. And in yellow, you can get Tangela, or you can fish for a Dragonair.
Oh.
Which is fancy.
That's pretty fancy. The fact that Scyther is in red and Pinsir is in blue is the only version difference that I can remember.
I know Meowth is in blue, but I don't remember what his counterpart for red is.
I have no idea.
Also, Sandshrew is in blue. I think Vulpix is in blue and Growlithe is in red.
But I don't
remember what the other two are.
No idea.
The only exit we can access without Surf is the eastern exit, so we'll take that one, which leads to what is called Area 1, and the numbering is a little confusing, because there's center, or central, 1, 2, 3.
Okay. I feel like they set up a naming convention with central, and then immediately threw it out the window for the rest of them.
Well, originally, Area 1 was central east, and then there was Area 2 and 3.
That's even worse.
That is very worse. So Area 1 is a winding path that leads over some cliffs on the way to the exit, which is in the northwest corner. There is a large pond in the middle and a large field on the west side, which has some grass, where you can catch all the regular Pokemon. And in red and blue, Doduo, Kangaskhan, Scyther, or Pinsir. And in yellow, they add in Cubone, Marowak, Tauros, and Chansey to this area as well.
Oh, okay. I like Tauros. I wish there was easier ways to catch Tauros. Is Tauros a good Pokemon?
Tauros is one of the best Pokemon in Gen 1. I don't know how he holds up now.
Okay.
But he's, like, Nintendo put out, not a newsletter, but a strategy for Red and Blue when they re-released it on the Virtual Console. And they were like, get a Tauros. He basically wrecks everything.
Nice. I very much like Tauros.
So you wind up through the path, go to Area 2 via the Northwest, which is the only other exit in this area, I think.
Okay.
Area 2, the path in this area is more of like a vertical kind of windy, as opposed to the horizontal path that leads through Area 1.
Okay.
Also goes over a cliff. There are exits to the southeast. If you travel over the easternmost cliff, it leads to an open field with no grass or water, probably some items. Go check that out.
That areas like that are rife for kids on the playground telling lies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's where Mew is if you do a special thing.
Well, there might be items like item balls just sitting on the ground.
Okay.
I don't know, because the maps I was looking at on Bulbapedia do not show the item
balls. There were maps on Bulbapedia for Safari Zone?
Yeah, you got to scroll down to the layout section.
Okay, because they're not where they should be.
No, they're not up on the top like they should be. And there are three small ponds on the western side and an exit in the southwest that leads to the northeast portion of the main area. Does that make sense?
Say it one more time.
Okay. There are exits to the southwest of this area that lead to the northeast portion of the main area, and then there are exits to the southeast. I think I got these directions backwards.
By the main area, you mean the central area.
The central area.
Okay, yes. We need to be at least more cohesive with our naming than they are, since this is an audio-only medium.
Right. I tried putting the maps together. Like, I downloaded the pictures of the maps and tried putting them together in Photoshop, and they don't line up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Okay, I took bad notes. So there is an exit that's the southeast exit, which is actually in, like, the center of the bottom of the map. You can get there almost right away when you enter the area.
Okay.
That leads to the central area.
Okay.
And then there are two...
That makes more sense.
Right. And then there are two exits on the southwest that lead to two different paths for Area 3. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
I found the maps. I'm looking at them now so I can maybe try to help. But I will warn you guys, I am the worst at geography. Of all the people there have ever been on this planet, I'm the Charlie Browniest when it comes to geography. So no guarantees. Also, I definitely like noshed on the inside of my cheek while I was sleeping the other night. So like talking hurts a little bit. So, okay. So I'm looking at the two paths that go in Area 3.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. This is from Area 1?
From Area 2.
Okay. That makes sense. I'm on board. I'm back on board.
Okay. The Area 2 Pokemon are in Red and Blue, Venomoth, Chansey, and Tauros. And in Yellow is Cubone, Scyther, and Pinsir.
Okay.
So you wind all through, walk past the three little ponds, go down the westernmost exit to get to Area 3. Because Area 3 is split into two halves, and each exit leads like to a different way, and it's split up by water, so if you don't have surf, you can only access one by taking the correct exit from Area 2.
Right.
So the path on the left leads to the northern section. There's a house, which is the goal of the Safari Challenge. If you talk to the worker inside, he gives you surf.
That's the one, that's not the one next to the pond, is it?
No, it's the one above the pond.
Okay.
The one next to the pond is just a rest house, and there's a rest house in each area that has, like, some trainers in it that you can talk to. There's nothing real important in there. I think your steps still count, even though it's a rest house and they shouldn't.
That's some old bull honky. So,
but I've never tested that. And then directly south from that entrance is the gold teeth, which you need to pick up, and you bring those back to the warden Slowpoke.
Right.
He pops them in, and he's like, oh, thanks for the gold teeth. Here's the strength HM.
Thanks, I won't be a grump no more. At least not about my teeth.
There's no grass on this area of it. That's all on the southern side. So if you enter from the right entrance, you come to an area that kind of sweeps down in a reverse L shape. There's a cliff you can walk over. There's the pond you can fish from the south side. And there's grass. And in that grass, you can find, in red and blue, Venonat, Venomoth, Doduo, Kangaskhan, or Tauros. And in yellow, there's Cubone, Marowak, Tangela, Pinsir, and Tauros.
Okay.
That's the Safari Zone, guys. Just come in and have fun catching Pokemon.
All right, since we hurdled the Safari Zone real quick.
We did.
Let's talk about how weird it is.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to fight Pokemon in there.
Nope.
But Pokemon can come up and murder you should they choose to. And the only person in-game that is watching out for you is sometimes Koga.
Sometimes, when he's not too busy, Koga will kind of
will, like, patrol
in.
It. The warden will not.
No, I don't know what his actual job... Maybe he just, like, brings Pokemon in.
I don't know. What's it? Is he a rocket? Is that dude a rocket smuggling in Pokemon?
He's too goofy to be a rocket. So yeah, he's probably a rocket.
A rocket. Everyone's a rocket. It's just a really strange change of pace because you're taught one thing this whole time. And like, keep in mind, in 1998, there's nothing else like Pokemon.
No.
If this would have been like a weird mini sequel type thing, which they didn't really do back then, this could have been its own game.
Yeah.
You know, because like it kind of follows Pokemon Snap rules a little bit.
A little bit. I like it because they were like, hey, let's do a different way and you can get rare Pokemon in here, but it's not like a regular Pokemon battle. Yeah.
But also getting those Pokemon is going to suck. And Jake, you're going to get so lost. You're going to get so lost, little buddy.
Well, I mean, there's definitely glitches you can use to encounter Safari Zone Pokemon outside of the Safari Zone.
Right, but, like,
but they are remarkably similar to the Missing No glitch, and I do not recommend trying it.
No, no, sir.
But, I mean, sometimes you get a glitch and you get Mew, so it's fine. I have a Mew that I got from a glitch.
Speaking of Missing No glitches, I don't think we talked about how you get Missing No.
All right, let's go over that real quick while we're here. Go to Viridian City, talk to the guy who shows you how to catch a Weedle, fly down to Cinnabar, and surf on the coast.
The rightmost coast.
The eastern coast. Yeah. And then you'll encounter a Missing No. You encounter a bunch of weird stuff if you do that.
Yeah, I don't think we mentioned that at all during that thing.
You do not have to catch it.
Oh, if you do catch it, though, it gets weird.
Oh, yeah, but you don't have to catch it to multiply the item in your sixth slot.
Right.
It just automatically does that if he shows up.
Yeah. What a weird thing. Also, we talked about Glitch City, which is like a glitch using the Safari Zone step counter and like areas with an escape four or something like that, a door four.
Warp four.
Warp four. Yeah. Points. Again, that's in the glitch episode, which has no name. It's just called the glitch episode.
Oh, it has a name. It's --PW! --T! --M! Happy face. That's the name of the episode.
We're going to call it the glitch episode. Only 90s kids remember the glitch episode. That's another weird thing about it. Am I the only one who just got super lost in there all the time? I remember getting served and I was like, oh, I'm like the king. I am the king of mountain. I'll bleep that.
Okay.
That is how I felt.
I just panicked for a minute because I thought I had to do it, but then I don't edit these ones.
No, you don't.
So that's all on you.
Yep.
Yeah, the surf house is the farthest point from the entrance.
Yeah.
So you have to use, I think it's at least like 300 steps to get there, like bare minimum.
Yeah. Like that's on point.
If you find the perfect path to get there in the least amount of steps.
Which people have.
Oh yeah.
For sure. But yeah, it's just like, it's so insane that they did. And I do love that it's just like, hey, here's a weird thing. Because at this point, you have like 5 or 6 badges. You know? So it's like, you know how to play Pokemon by now, but this is like, oh, no, you don't. You don't know how to play this kind of Pokemon. I just really enjoyed that. But it's just, it's a real weird thing to do. I'm glad someone decided to make this.
Yeah, that original Pokemon game, they just tried so much stuff, and it's all so cool.
That's what I want out of Sun and Moon. I want them to try some weird things.
Yeah.
I don't know if they will, but that's what I want.
Well, anyway, the original concept of Pokemon was capsule monsters.
Yeah.
And you would be able to buy them out of, like, quarter machines and capsules.
Yeah, in the original design document, the main word that the whole game is based around is trading.
Yeah.
Like, the whole thing is about trading, and, like, you can buy them out of gachapon machines and trade those and stuff, and it evolved into something different, but it took a lot of risks, because that's what you just did in video games back then. You could just be weird.
Yeah, and there's so much just weird stuff that, like, is part of the charm that a lot of the new games don't capture. Like, you found a secret entrance into this building, and up on the roof, there's just an Eevee on the table.
Yeah.
Stuff like that doesn't really happen anymore.
No, I'm hoping that Sun and Moon does some cool stuff, and it will. That's for a different podcast, though.
And all the art just got so much more anime influenced. There's just so much crazy anime hair now.
It's very... And everyone's got hats on. And then I know that, like, Red had a hat.
Even the one character that didn't have a hat, his hair is a hat now.
I can't tell you how much I hate that.
Oh, I hate it just as much as you do.
That is a dumb... I don't even like Gen 3, and I hate that so much. Anyway, that's it for the Safari Zone, right?
Yep.
All right, cool.
We got a Spotlight Pokemon.
We do have a Spotlight Pokemon.
We had a poll on Twitter. We're going to have another poll for Saffron City, so go check that out. When you hear this episode, that should be up. I want more votes. I want all your votes. Send them in.
Before we get to that one...
Who's that Pokemon?
It's Chansey! Chansey is National Pokedex Pokemon number 113. He is, or she is, She. It's exclusively female. She is the egg Pokemon.
How do you... Oh, egg groups is how you breed them. Never mind. Keep going. Or dittos. Most people just use dittos.
Nobody
cares about egg groups.
Some people do. I don't. It's a normal type Pokemon. It did not change to fairy, so good on that.
One of the few pink Pokemon that is not a fairy Pokemon.
It is not as tall as I would have thought. It's only 3'7".
Okay.
That's 3'7". I just pictured it taller. I pictured it like maybe 4.5.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe because it's like so round. That
might be
it to
why.
Be taller.
It might also be drawn larger in the anime. I don't remember.
Right. Everything's wrong in the anime.
Yeah, that's just not right. 76.3 pounds. It evolves from a Happiny when it's leveled holding an oval stone during the day. So a lot of qualifiers to evolve Happiny.
It also has to have like good happiness, right?
No.
No?
Chansey needs good happiness to evolve into Blissey.
Right. That's what I'm thinking of.
So there's no level requirement. It's just a lot of hoops. A lot of hoops you got
to
jump through.
A lot of hoopers to jump through, but...
It's got two regular abilities and one hidden, so it gets Natural Cure, which will cure status ailments when you switch it out of a battle.
That's cool.
Has Serene Grace, which doubles the chance of an attacking move's additional effect, and that's for any attacking move. It does not work for status moves.
Cool.
Its hidden ability is the Healer ability, which is specifically a double or triple battle ability. It has a 30% chance of curing an adjacent Pokemon status condition at the end of each turn. So that will do nothing during single battles because you will have no adjacent
Nobody
Pokemon.
Is adjacent to you. You probably want to figure out how to get Chansey in the middle then on triple battles, huh?
Yeah.
Just for the most punch.
I don't think that works during rotation battles either, but I'm real hazy on the rules for those.
No idea what a rotation battle even is.
You have three Pokemon out and you can swap between them without having to waste a turn switching.
Okay.
They're really cool, but I don't know if the same triple battle like adjacency rules
right
qualify for those or not. So let's dig into this Pokedex for this
Okay, so cards on the table. I think this is probably in episode 1 of Pokemon World Tour United. We scanned a Chansey, and so we got the Pokedex entry for it.
Was that episode 1?
Pretty sure.
I don't
maybe
think
it's episode 2.
I think it's episode 2.
I haven't gotten there yet in the editing as of now. So maybe it's episode 2. A little tantalizer. We see a Chansey.
Yeah.
And it's weird. The Pokedex entry is so weird.
Okay, here we go. It's a very rare and hard to come by Pokemon, which is said to bring happiness to those who manage to catch it. Pretty regular so
far.
Yeah. Nothing
seems,
weird.
Seems normal.
Gentle and very kind-hearted. It will share its nutritious eggs with injured people or Pokemon that it may happen to come upon.
Oh, now we're getting into weird territory.
It lays several eggs a day, the deliciousness of which seem to improve if it is raised and treated with great love and care. It normally walks very carefully to protect its eggs, but it can be very swift and is great at running away from danger, which is evidenced by the fact that it just will not stay in a battle in the damn Safari Zone if you're trying to catch one. So the weirdest thing about this is Chansey's like, eat my baby, you don't feel good.
Hey, it's like a chicken, right? Like, this one's not fertilized.
I think it's like a chicken. I think it's just constantly producing
eggs.
I got
so many eggs. It's strange that in one of it specifically mentions, like, it protects these eggs that it gives to people to eat.
Yeah.
Also, these eggs have got to be, like, ostrich-size eggs.
Okay, if Chansey is 3'7".
We're talking, like, 8 to 12?
8-inch, at least.
At least? That's a big
That's
egg.
That's a pretty big egg.
That's like, here, feed your family.
Also, you gotta, like, crack it open and just drink the egg juice out of it.
Oh, I'm or are they, salmonella.
He does learn the move soft boiled, but I'll be honest with you, I don't know how to soft boil an egg or what that even means.
I can hard boil an egg. So
yeah.
I just mean,
does it mean boil it, but like not so it gets hard?
Not at boiling?
I don't know what that is. If you know how to soft boil an egg, let us know.
Look, guys.
Let us know if that's a real thing or if it's just a Pokemon move.
Here's what I know about eggs. Number one, I am the best in the world at flipping an omelet. Number two, I'm getting better at making sunny side up, but they are tricky little devils that want to break. They want those yolks to break, and it's your job to make sure they don't.
That's the hardest part. I'm about 60% success rate.
I have, I would put myself at about 80. I broke one today, but in the last four were good.
I don't cook eggs very often.
I do, man. Sunny side up, or not sunny side up, but like, Over easy egg?
Usually if I'm cooking an egg, it's over hard so I could put it on a sandwich.
Yeah.
Which is break the yolk and cook that too.
Just cook the whole thing.
Yeah.
I like good over easy with some salt and pepper on it because I like pepper now, which is a weird thing.
You didn't like pepper before?
Did not like pepper before.
I'm very choosy, but I do like to put it on stuff.
I just like it's so good on eggs. Where'd that come from? That's not worth the lactose intolerance I now have. That's not a good trade-out. I'd rather still not like pepper and be able to drink milk. Anyway, that's all I know about eggs. So well,
that's
it's
all
weird.
I know about Chansey's as far as the Pokedex entries go.
Oh, if I didn't know for a fact that my dad was probably asleep right now, I would call him up and ask him if soft boiling egg was a real thing. But
I mean, we could Google it. Ask Siri.
Yeah, this always works. Everyone's favorite segment when Jake asked his stupid Siri. Siri, can you soft boil an egg?
Checking my sources. Okay, I found this on the web for soft boil an egg.
What kind of speech pattern was that?
Not soft boil an egg, you dumb.
I'm going to use traditional Google.
Can you soft boil an egg?
Let me think about that. Here's what I found on the web for boil an egg.
Okay, I want soft boil an egg. Here's what she gave me. How to hard boil an egg. How to hard boil an egg. How to make a perfect hard boiled egg. How to make perfect hard dash boiled eggs recipe and video. How to boil an egg. It's simple and complicated. How to make perfect hard or soft boiled eggs. Soft boiled eggs is the fifth one down on Siri's to-do list.
It does pull up. I just Googled how to soft boil an egg, and it does pull up results for soft boiling an egg. And what it looks like to me is that the white part becomes hard, but the yolk is still runny.
That has got to be tricky.
Yeah.
What do you just, like, put it in warm water and then start boiling it, and before it actually boils, you get it out of there?
I have no idea. But all the recipes that I am looking at seem to specifically mention for ramen, so...
Oh, like in Spirited Away when her mom and dad is eating those real good looking eggs.
Yeah,
turns them into pigs.
I might look up how to soft boil eggs.
Sounds pretty good.
Give it a shot.
Anyway, this has been Egg Talk. Welcome to Hey Jake and Josh Egg Talk. So yeah, Chansey wants you to eat her young before their
or her like eggs. They're just eggs.
They're just eggs.
Just like chicken eggs.
What a nice Pokemon.
But Chansey eggs.
What else we got? We got any? Wait, trivia? What's next? What's next on the
list? We
got
location next.
Okay, all right, cool.
It's obviously most notably located in the Kanto Safari Zone.
Or in Pokemon Centers.
Well, those have been captured by Nurse Joyce, who went on safari.
Those are good
That's the head
capturers. Cannon.
Can you just picture, just for a second.
That's how you become a Joy. You have to get a...
Just picture Nurse Joy.
Now I know what my next character in PWG
She's about to graduate nursing school, right? She's like 16, 17 years old.
Yep.
In safari fatigues... Just like in the Safari Zone, stalking Chansey's.
Oh, Josh, and now I definitely know what my next character is going to be. We do another one.
It's also in the Cerulean Cave. If you're a real brave Nurse Joy, you could try going in there.
Oh yeah, you got to fight Mewtwo to get a Chansey.
Well, you don't have to go all the way down.
Oh, he's going to see you coming in.
Yeah, but he doesn't come up.
I mean, not
he's hiding.
Not in the game, maybe in real life. That's how you think he stays hidden. He kills anyone who goes in there.
We should go in there as soon as we get to Cerulean City. The guy would be like, you need the badges, but you can just punch him and we can go
yeah,
in.
Yeah, we'll just sucker punch him and kick the snot out of him.
After the Safari Zone shuts down in Gold and Silver, I guess they kind of ran out there on routes 13, 14, and 15. And they can also be found on routes 209 and 210 in the Sinnoh region. So if you're looking, that's where you can find them. Some trivia. It's known as Lucky in the Red and Blue Beta, which is actually its Japanese name.
Okay.
It's Lucky.
Chansey.
Well, it's
lucky. Yeah.
The Japanese word for lucky, I think.
Right.
I think. I'm not positive on how that
Which
works.
Which I'm learning more and more that, like, a lot of Japanese words.
They're just like adjectives that describe them.
When you Google Translate, a lot of them are just the same, but like how they sound in Japanese.
Yeah.
Like, lion is ryona.
Yeah.
That's pretty close to lion. Hero is hero. That's,
yep.
You know, with an I, though.
Even some Pokemon, like, even more and more Pokemon names, it seems, just get directly brought over. Like, Pakarisu is the same.
Yeah.
Pikachu, I think, is the same in both.
Yeah.
But they just keep doing more and more. I can't think of any more examples right now, but there's more.
But sure, trust us. We're the experts. We know what we're doing here.
Shares the category of egg Pokemon with Execute. I bet you could have guessed.
Yep.
It has the highest base HP of any Pokemon that can still evolve.
It's like 750, right?
Its base HP is 250, which
250.
Is like, I think 255 is the hexadecimal max.
Right.
It's 250. It's like the closest I think that anything gets for any stat. And it is tied with Happiny, which you might know as the baby form of a Chansey, for having the lowest attack and defense base stats.
Yeah.
Both at 5.
Yeah, it's a tank. But
it's a special tank.
It's a special tank.
Yeah. It does not want to strike you or be stricken.
No.
Striked?
Stroke. That's
struck.
Struck.
That's the one.
We nailed it. Got it in one.
And on the origin of Chansey's, I couldn't find much for what its appearance is based on. It seems to just be a Chansey. But right. The concept of it and its tendency to carry eggs resembles monotremes and marsupials, but it might also just be based on the idea of motherhood in general. That's just its kind demeanor and its right. caring for its eggs and stuff.
That's kind of nice. I like the ones that are a little more abstract.
Yeah.
And not like, this is like what would happen if we took an axolotl and messed with it.
Whoever designed Chansey's, like, this is what I see when I think of moms and motherhood. What it's like to be a mom is Chansey.
I don't think so.
That's weird.
Maybe if Chansey was wearing mom jeans.
Its name is obviously a play on Chance or Chansey, the actual words, most likely referring to its low encounter and capture rates.
Right.
And that's it. That's all I got on Chansey's.
All right. Well.
That's all I got on the Safari Zone. I thought there was going to be more, but there's not. I don't know why this episode took us so long to do.
Big overture. Little show. We could have done it last week, but then we wouldn't have had a sweet glitch episode, so
yeah,
we would have nowhere to put that. All right, let's go do some names then. All right, time to rate some of your names. Josh, we got one from Twitter.
We do.
Hit me up with that.
It's from our buddy Dowd.
What's up, Dowd?
It's for an Entei.
Okay.
Whose name is Japanese for Flame Emperor.
Entei means Flame Emperor.
Yes.
Okay.
So he nicknamed it...
Flemperer.
Flamperer. Flameperer. Flameperer.
I was Flameperer. I'm going to go with Great Ball.
Okay. That was my gut reaction, but it is a mouthful. It's very hard to say.
It is.
So I'm sorry. I have to knock it down to a Premier Ball.
I like the idea. I'd love me a good portmanteau, but unfortunately, it is kind of a mouthful. And it's not Dowd's fault.
It's not.
It's the fact that Flame and Emperor don't line up the way they should.
It's not. Dowd, I want you to know, I'm not rating you.
I'm
rating the nickname.
But thank you for the name.
Yeah, send more.
So everybody send more.
Send all right. Your nicknames, all of them to us.
So, we got one from Andy Creighton. We normally don't use... last names, but we haven't mentioned her on this podcast. She hosts a Gem Jam, which is a podcast about the 1980s TV show Gem and the Holograms, and it's real good. So I figure she's like an internet personality who uses her last name on that. So
right. If your last name is displayed on Twitter, I don't mind saying it because you've already put it out there for the world to see. Right.
I try not to, but sometimes it just like it happens. Whatever. Anyway, yeah. That's not what this part is about. So Andy sent us an email. It's for both podcasts. Here's the part specific to this. It starts off in the middle of a thought, sort of. To recap, she was talking about her husband's awful puns. So then...
Sounds like a solid dude.
you would get along great.
Oh, I'm sure we would.
On that note, Jonathan, that's her husband, insisted that I send you guys one of my not very good Pokemon names for Pokemon World Tour. Side note, turns out Google autocorrects Pokemon to have that little apostrophe? Pretty rad, Google. buckle up, because this one takes a few steps to explain why with some not very good payoff. I'm excited. Number one, I am an English major. Number two, I caught a clauncher, which sounds kind of like Chaucer. Three, Chaucer wrote Canterbury Tales, so I named the clauncher Canterbury. But wait, there's more. Chaucer wrote in Middle English, so I caught a second clauncher and named it Ye Olde Fish. Fish is spelt with a Y.
Fish.
Fish.
Ye olde fish.
Ye olde fish. I like the name Canterbury for a clutcher.
I do. I like all the steps it took to get there. I like that one.
Yeah. That one I will give that an Ultra Ball.
I'll Great Ball that one.
Because I like the name Canterbury.
I'm going a little Russian judge on this episode.
Okay. All right. The Russian judges think that it's only a Great Ball. That's fine. The other one, though, I'm going to go ahead and give that one a Pokeball. Ye olde fish.
I'm going to also give that a Pokeball because here's why. That's not a fish. It's a little shrimp, dude.
It's a shrimp. A shrimp shellfish?
Yeah, but a shellfish isn't a fish.
Ye olde shellfish.
I mean, maybe it is a fish, like in the sense of the animal kingdom of fish.
Well, yeah, it's in that kingdom. Phylum? What's a phylum?
I don't know. It sounds inappropriate.
Can you tell that we didn't go to biology school? Like, that's a
Nor
thing?
Are we English majors.
No, for sure. I do like ye olde fish, but I feel like...
I love how goofy it is. I don't like it for a clauncher, though.
Yeah. It would have been a good name for, like, a Goldeen.
Magikarp.
Oh, yeah.
But then it would have evolved into Gyarados. Ye olde fish. And Gyarados pops out and eats whatever you're fighting.
And she follows it up with, I never claimed it was a good name, but there you go. It pleases a very specific subset of people who studied early English literature in school and also play Pokemon. So, me. It pleases me. Anyway, there you have it. Love the podcast. Your pal, Andy Creighton.
You know what I hope for Sun and Moon? That the name raider will actually rate your names. And I don't know what kind of crazy algorithm they'd have to write for that. But, like, instead of him just being like, you should change it. Like, give you a reason, like, what he thinks of it first.
Here's what you do.
Be like, I think that's a good name. I think Treble's a good name for a Cyndaquil. You can change it if you want, but I give it 4 stars or something weird.
Okay, here's what I propose. Nintendo, I hope you're listening. First of all, the new Pokemon Sun and Moon game has to always be online right off the bat because every time you go to a name raider...
I don't like that.
Every time you go to a name raider, it sends Josh and I an email. You will also pay us handsomely so that we can just sit around our email machines typing emails all day. And we will rate your players' names for them.
In real time.
In real time.
Unless it's like between the hours of midnight and 8 a.m.
Or
where we're sleeping because we are human people.
Well, it'd be like midnight and 4:30 because that's when you go to bed and when I wake up.
But for real though, Nintendo, if you're listening, bring back that world tournament or I'm gonna write you some nasty emails.
Josh is gonna complain about it on this very podcast.
On this podcast, on Twitter, and I'll do it on Reddit. Don't make me do it on Reddit.
Oh boy. So then we got an email from Brant, some stuff about Pokemon World Tour. Skip down to the, I also have a few nicknames for you guys. My first one is what I named my Blastoise, and that is Oceanus, which is the personification of all the salt water in the world.
I'll give that one a...
Well, that's great.
I think that's pretty great. I think that's pretty great ball.
And then next up is my second one is for Torterra. That name is either, you got two for Torterra.
Okay.
So we'll do a either or. Geb, which is the Egyptian god of the earth, or Chukwa, who is a turtle that carries the world on his back. Geb is... I'm going to go with the Premier Ball.
I'm
going to
say Premier Ball just because I don't like the way it sounds. I like the concept of it, but I don't like the name itself.
I love the turtle that carries the earth on its back.
Yeah, what was that? Say that name again?
Chukwa.
Chukwa. That is an Ultra Ball, heard one.
All right, Josh, we got a little extra time.
We do.
Because we're...
I mean, we're at 53 minutes now, but yeah, we have some extra time.
I mean, that's like nothing, though. That'll cut down. By the time we get to here, this will be like 40 minutes. So we're going to do a lightning round. Our buddy Sky sent us in a huge list. We're not going to do the whole thing. We'll do until I get sick of it.
Okay.
That many names. Okay? So thankfully, Sky provided reasons for the names. Okay?
Okay.
So first thing that hits your mind. Bulger the Cacturne. I think a Cacturne looks like the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz, who was played by Ray Bulger.
Premier Ball.
Premier Ball. I agree. Selinsky the Durant. Named after Wayne Selinsky, inventor of the shrink ray and accidental shrinker of the kids. Ultra Ball for me.
Oh, yeah, Ultra Ball for
Ultra
sure.
Ultra Ball all day. Beyonce the Vespa Queen. Pretty easy. She's Queen Bee.
Premier Ball.
I'm going to go Great Ball on that one. Mulder the Vulpix. Fox Mulder. Little on the nose, I guess.
Ultra Ball.
Ultra Ball. Lumiere the Chandelure. Named after the candelabra from Beauty and the Beast. Ultra Ball.
Great Ball.
I think Lumiere the Chandelure is just a fun thing to say. Ron the Entei, because I think he looks like Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation. And now that you mention it, yeah, he does.
Great Ball.
I
really like that it's just called Ron. Ultra Ball.
I'm gonna give that my Master Ball. I'm calling it early. Shenron the Rayquaza. I think it looks like the dragon you summon with the Dragon Balls.
It does.
I'm gonna give it
I don't like Dragon Ball though. Great Ball.
I'm gonna give it a Premier Ball because number one, I don't really like Dragon Ball. Number two, it reminds me of Shenron the wrestler, who I also don't like. Premier Ball.
It's double negative.
Double negative. But in like a bad way.
Yeah.
Doesn't come back around. Speaking of Dragon Ball, there's Mrs. Popo the Jinx. Jinx looks like a character called Mr. Popo that is also a vaguely racist caricature.
No, she really does. That's Ultra Ball. I know who he's talking about.
Mrs. Popo is just a funny thing. I would call it Popo Gijo now, but...
Popo Gijo.
That's also an Ultra Ball. And then I think we'll end... Oh, no, we got two more because I'm... Oh, I blew a Master Ball.
You did.
Rats. Tesla the Magneton, named after Nikola Tesla, who was remarkable for being way, way, way ahead of its time.
Ultra Ball.
Great Ball. Because I don't feel like he's super lightning-y. This is the one that I screwed up, guys. No, you know what? I'll cut it off there, and I can save my Master Ball for next time.
Well, I'm retroactively giving my Master Ball to Mulder the Vulpix, then.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much, Sky. Thank you, everybody, for giving your names.
Yeah.
If you want, if you want to
keep them coming.
Keep them coming. Send them all in. If we get like a million from like a lot of different people, we'll stick a whole episode. Just like a whole.
Maybe a couple if we get a million. We might have to do that in two episodes.
Yeah. All bonus stuff. Anyway, now that we're done with that, let's move on to fan interactions. What do you say? We're yes. doing it this time.
I say yes.
Okay, Josh, we got a couple things that we've been putting off for too long because we're stupid, stupid boys.
Yep.
Okay, first one, most important thing, getting it right off the top of this segment, not the whole episode. We got some new patrons.
Okay.
We got some real cool people.
How many have we not read on this show?
Three.
Okay.
And if you are a patron and we have not named you, send us an email. We'll fix it because that's like that is like top of my list of things to fix. First up is Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
Next up, we got Dave Nichols.
Thank you, Dave. Still just that killer name, bro. Love it.
That's your name, mostly.
It is.
And
half
then
my name.
Finally, the newest one is Steph.
Steph, thank you so much. I already thanked you on Twitter, but thank you again.
Thank you again here. Thank you all. And if you want to get in on this, if you want to get your name read in a half-confused, half-excited manner, then you can just go to patreon.com/JakeandJosh. We'll talk about that more at the end, though. So.
Yep.
But figured we should get it out now. Josh, we got some reviews.
Well, not yet. We got some Twitter stuff. We got some reactions from the first United episode.
Oh, boy.
That I want to read.
Hit me.
First one is from Shannon.
Our buddy Shannon Maynard. Hey, Shannon, congratulations. You're a buddy now. I don't know if we've made it there.
Oh, we've been buddies for quite some time.
We're buddies. Deal with it.
These two are actually from her. The first one is a nickname suggestion for my dad's Polywrath.
Oh, I saw this.
Which is Polly, P-O-L-I, Shore. You guys get it.
Master Ball.
I will start calling it Shore whenever I call home.
You're Polly, Shore.
Then she also said, yo, PWT Podcast United. I read the whole Twitter handle. That's fine.
PWT United is the hashtag.
Yo, PWT United was the most fun I've had listening to a podcast in a while. I can't wait to hear more from Carl and Rose's adventure.
Carl and Rose, those are our characters.
Carl and Rose. The differences are so subtle, I get it. It's fine. All my friends call me Carl.
I'm his only friend. And I'm also the only person who calls him anything, as far as I know. Thank you so much, Shannon. That means a lot. I feel like we poured a lot into it, and we're having a lot of fun. Today I was editing episode 2, and I just remembered that I get to play it tomorrow and got excited. So I'm glad people are liking it. We got another?
We got a few more.
Okay, let's give me time to queue them up.
This next one is from Joe. He says, love the first ep, guys. Sounds like a system I'd play if I can slap some Pokemon around, and you sure can if you have not listened to episode 1, guys.
Josh gets mad and slaps a Pidgey.
I get upset and I slap a Pidgey right on his face.
He didn't care, though. The Pidgey no-sold the slap.
No, he was like, hey.
Josh slapped him so daintily that a level 3 Pidgey
I was very
barely
frustrated
noticed.
At the time.
But thank you, Joe. Was that Joe?
That's Joe.
Thank you, Joe. I don't advocate Pokemon abuse. I want to get that out in front of this.
I was like, just mad, and I
like,
needed to take it on somebody.
You gotta slap a Pidgey.
Sometimes you just gotta slap a Pidgey. All this fun and more on Pokemon World Tour United.
All this fun and more on Pokemon World Tour United.
And then finally, I think finally. No, not finally. There's a couple more. But Sky asked, I forget if you guys talked about this. Are your patrons going to be gym leaders in PWT United? And we need to talk about this.
Right. We do.
Because yes, now.
Yes, now, asterisk.
Asterisk.
Yes, asterisk, now.
If you are a patron at the level that says we will make a gym for you, you qualify to be able to be a gym leader if you want. Please get in contact with us so we can work out the details Alan.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're at 10 or above, front of the line to be important trainers.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be a gym leader and you're at the gym leader level or the make you a gym or above, but you don't want to be specifically a gym leader, you do want to be like another important super top of the line, right? Like
right.
Line cutter privileges. But yeah, I really like that idea because I mean, you guys are the best listeners that we have. I mean, I don't want to say that. I don't want to pick my favorite children, but like the ones that give me money are my favorites. I'm sorry. Also,
I'm going to let you say that this time because I said that the other time.
Also, Sky did the first fan art of my character Rose, and it's great.
He did.
She is perfect.
I don't know if you described what you were wearing. I can't remember.
I said tank top and shorts.
Okay.
And that's it.
For some reason, I did not picture you in shorts. I don't know why.
What would I be in?
I don't know.
Pants? On a Pokemon adventure?
I don't know.
I don't wear pants in real life if I don't have to.
Pictured a skirt for some reason. I don't know.
Okay, here's the thing. I was thinking about that today, and I don't know if there are women listening, and I know there are at least three, and statistically there are a few more. If you were going on a Pokemon adventure, is a skirt an appropriate thing to wear?
I think so. They make, like, loose, comfortable skirts. No, I'm not talking like a long, flowing skirt that goes all the way down your leg.
That's my number one problem. Is it like, how would you run in that? Like,
yeah, you wouldn't. You know, it would have to be like above the knee, and like maybe have some bike shorts under it or something.
Right, Power Ranger style.
Yeah.
Just let me know, because I was wondering. I was like, I don't know if that is adventure gear. I know shorts are.
Because I bet, looking at this fan art, that girl looks real cute in a sundress.
Probably.
That's kind of just a rule of the universe, I think.
I think the law, like God created man and said, "Lo, girls will look cute in a sundress." And then now here we are, millions of years later.
We have another quick comment from Rob. Loving the AP podcast. I'm assuming that's supposed to be RP.
Actual play.
Actual play?
I think that's okay. What that stands for. I've been calling it live play or real play, but I feel like actual play is the actual term.
Okay. Well, loving the AP podcast. Wondrously silly and quippy. You bet it is.
You betcha. That's what we're going for. Back to this fan art for 1 second.
Okay.
Guys, just hop on over to the Twitter, PWT Podcast. Jenny is so... sorry, Rose. Don't call her Jenny. You don't know her enough. You don't know her good enough to call her Jenny. She is so over it. Whatever it is, she is over that. And it's perfect. Also, Bango's there with his little bandana. And that's my Growlithe.
It's pretty cute.
It's so cool. Thank you very much, Sky. And if you guys want to send in fan art, I'm not going to stop you. In fact, I will hold my arms out. You can't see, but like it's a big hug motion, and I will welcome them in. So I mean, like maybe think about that if you can draw.
It's all the fan I want, and you guys haven't heard it yet.
Also, Sky, I don't want to put you on blast, but like we do need to finish the set. We are going to need some fan art of
Cobalt. I'm not even going to ask for fan art of me. I know what I look like in my head. That's fine. The fan art that I am specifically requesting is from episode 2. His name is Biscuit. Just get on that. Get on that Biscuit fan art. When you listen to episode 2, listen to it with Biscuit fan art in mind.
Also, while we're pandering for fan art, while we're being super, super transparent panderers for fan art,
yep.
My character's whole goal is to take a selfie with every Pokemon. If you want to make those pictures.
Well, I was going to say that too.
My favorite.
I kind of make a point to describe all the pictures I'm taking.
Yeah, same.
So,
just so you're not giving the thing that maybe you want to do.
It's whatever you guys want to do.
Maybe like it's a fun challenge you can give yourself.
Anyway, we have a lot of reviews to read now.
Yes, we're very excited about PWT United. Also, super major, biggest shout outs to Alan, who not only is a really great GM, but he's also like a real cool dude.
Yeah.
And I was talking with him yesterday, and like I was worried about that because he offered to like GM it, and we're like, I don't know, maybe like we'll do like a practice one later. And then like after a couple rounds, I'm like, that other one we had, we can just like Alan can still be a part of that somehow.
Oh yeah,
like,
definitely.
I don't imagine him not being a part of PWT ever.
Yeah.
PWT Podcast United ever again because it's super super fun DM, super fun to work with. Thank you, Alan.
All around great guy.
What a Bart. Toe to tip. He is a Bart.
Just like Bart.
Just like Bart.
Speaking of Alan, this first review is his.
What?
Which you said we haven't read. I'm taking your word for it because I have no idea where we left off or how long it's even been since we did
this. I've said before,
and
I'll say it again. I'm a better safe than sorry kind of guy, and I don't remember reading this one.
So here we go. It is called Critical Hit. It's super effective. Wonderful show with a different perspective on Pokemon. They look at the locations and the inhabitants of the world, following closely with the games and anime series. The hosts are wonderful, the editing is sharp, and it is super funny. Highly recommend, not just because I am helping them run a Pokemon tabletop game. Smiley face emoji.
Thank you, Alan.
Or I guess that's an emoticon because it's the text.
It's an emoticon now, yes. Get your terms right.
My mistake.
You're old man. I call them emojis now, too. I don't even use emojis. I don't even like emojis, but I just call them all emojis.
Not like all the time, but I use them sometimes.
All the space in my brain that could use emojis is filled with GIFs. So, like, I just can't do it, guys. I'm sorry. But thank you so much, Alan. And thanks for mentioning the editing. That's something I'm kind of proud about, is how tight the editing is. So, thank you. Thank you for mentioning that.
This next one is from iTunes user Ella Frank, and I feel like I've said that already, but maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe on the other podcast?
Why would I read this on the other podcast?
maybe they left a review on the Morphin Grid.
Oh,
as well.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe you're right. This one's called My Favorite Podcast.
Oh, boy. That's a lot of pressure.
Every episode is great. Jake and Josh offer so many elements to their show, including the latest Pokemon news, a colorful retelling of the Kanto region, and fan interactions. Of all the podcasts I listen to, Pokemon and non-Pokemon related, it's my favorite. Jake and Josh also have other podcasts which are equally entertaining in their respective fields. So well, thank you very
thank
much
you
for
so
that.
Thank you so much.
Frank, I'm going to call you Frank.
I was going to call them Ellie. We'll cover our bases.
Yep.
There we go.
You got two nicknames out of the deal.
Congratulations. You're in. You made it. Thank you so much. That means a lot to us. Favorite podcast is, like, humbling. Because, like, this isn't even my favorite podcast.
Well, no, none of the podcasts I do are my favorite podcasts because I do them. So yeah, it's different. It's like listening to your own music or wearing your own t-shirt.
that's a joke. Though, to be fair, I want to wear my own t-shirt. Not if I was a wrestler.
Right.
But in real life, I would wear my own t-shirt.
I do have a t-shirt that I made. It's my pajama shirt, though. I don't know if that counts.
I have a t-shirt that you made, too, that I wear often. So, but I made you make it, so it's co-ownership of it.
This next one is from iTunes user I'm Who I Am. 4 exclamation points.
Good to know.
I'm sorry, 3 exclamation points. I'm not sure if I'm unfocusing and it's 4 or not. There's some exclamation points.
Super
titled,
not the point.
It is titled, Nice Job. I am a longtime fan of Pokemon, and I love what you guys do with it, even though you are not masters of it and may not know what you're talking about all the time. I find the way you talk about it very refreshing and a fun way to look at things. I have listened to all your episodes and love them all. Keep up the good work.
So thank you very much. And that sounds very familiar to me. Now I'm thinking we may have read up to these ones, but I don't think so.
So I know I read this one off mic.
Right.
I'm not sure if I've read it on mic.
I don't think. Who cares?
If I did, it was in episode 12. Just like, check real quick. I don't know.
Right. Whatever. Anyway, thank you very much. Thank you for the kind words. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm along for the ride.
No, I like to think I have some idea of what I'm talking about as far as general Pokemon.
Oh, the show would not work if you didn't.
But the competitive like mastering of intense competitive battling, I have no idea.
Yeah, we need to do a breeding bonus episode at some point, just so we can no notes, just what we know of breeding.
Okay.
Just so you guys can see where we're coming from.
The differences between us.
Yeah.
And this final one is from our buddy Dowd. It is entitled, this is brand new.
Brand new.
Because the title of it is the title of it is Rose Jenny Has the Cutest Voice.
Thank you.
This is 2 paragraphs, so bear with me. It's fun to go through the Pokemon world with Jake driving the tram and Josh on the mic telling you what you're seeing to your right, like a guy. Like
yes.
To your, okay.
To your right, you will see this thing.
They have a great dynamic with each other and their fans, and it makes listening all the more fun. Now on to why my review is titled that way. They also play a Pokemon tabletop RPG that is just as fun as the main podcast, except that Jake's character just sounds adorable with his voice behind it, making it even more fun. Go to the Patreon if you want to check it out. Be warned that I feel like we'll probably get Poke shipping teased with these two trainers, just like we were with Ash and Misty, but the ride will probably still be plenty of fun. I'm going to call it United Shipping, Robalt forever. I think we made it very clear that we are not dating.
No, for sure. Gross? Gross. Also, in episode 3 or 4, I think I grabbed your hand. I just put fuel on that fire.
Well, I mean, I think I grabbed you by the wrist and dragged you out of the Pokemon lab to go to my house. Or no, to go see Miss Mary.
Right. Definitely later on. I think I just straight up grabbed you by the hand and then try to like backtrack.
I can't remember.
The shipping will happen.
I know. It's inevitable.
Also, thank you. I don't put a lot of work into the voice, but I feel like I'm putting more in than most people would. Also, we do.
I don't know if I make a voice or not. I don't think I really do. It might be like a little different.
It's like a higher register.
Okay.
A little bit.
I'll work on it.
I'm doing my girl Angus McDonald boy detective voice, and I think it works out pretty well.
If you like Jake's voices, check out our YouTube channel, Hey Jake and Josh.
Oh, full of voices.
Just so many voices that
he does. Many. My favorite one is Ingo because it's Waluigi.
I'm partial to Richard Nixon, the King Zora myself.
Richard Nixon, the King Zora is also pretty good. Anyway, thank you, Dowd. man, Alan and I were talking about shipping the other day. And we're like, it's going to happen. And now Dow just put it out in the universe for it. So bring it on. Bring it on, guys. Bring it on.
Do it.
Scared.
You won't.
I ain't scared. Is that it?
That's it.
that's going to do it for us for today. If you want to talk to us anywhere on the internet or just find us anywhere on the internet, a couple places you can do that. At PWT Podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. You can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com. And you can go to heyjakeandjosh.com for easy links to those things. If you don't feel like typing them in separately, I guess.
You can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. Go over there, kick us a couple bucks, and get cool stuff.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of cool stuff. Early access and other cool things.
Very exciting things. Check that out. Helps us out a ton. We're really close to the next milestone, wherein every month we will do a Spotlight Pokemon family like we did for Blastoise.
Yeah.
We're $9 away from that. So $9 after Patreon takes its...
Right.
It's daily bread out. Think about it. If you wanna help out. We're real close to that milestone, and I would like to do that. I think there's a lot of fun stuff we could do with those, so maybe consider doing that. Also, we're on iTunes, so like, go rate us and review us. It would help us out a lot, and I appreciate it. Still a little flabbergasted about someone thinking my voices are good, because I think they're the worst. So, also, we talked about Pokemon World Tour United plenty, but if you want to play with us, if you want to do a guest spot... Email us. Email pwtpodcast@gmail.com, and we will try to figure out something out there. Fair warning.
Because here's the thing about the Pokemon world. Everyone in it is a trainer, so there will be no shortage of characters.
Yeah, like, literally everybody. Here's the thing, is there will be a little screening process.
Yeah.
We got to know if it'll work. We got to know if there's good chemistry, if we can figure out where, like, what you would like to do, if that matches up with what we're doing, if that'll help tell the story.
Hopefully you have decent microphones.
Yeah. That I'm not super worried about. I would prefer it.
It doesn't need to be great, but like at least fine.
And you need to be able to record yourself, because I can't.
Yeah,
I can't record you over Skype without it just being a janky garble mess. But like, so we haven't like interacted with you a ton. Don't feel like you can't. It just means that like we'll talk to you for like a half an hour at some other point before we figure out where to put you. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would love to start playing with people. We got one official offer. One from Shannon, because we kind of have like
it's gonna be a good one.
Kind of have like a thing that we think could really work for her. But that'll be cool. So yeah, that's it. We'll see you next week for Pokemon World Tour United number 2, and 2 weeks after that for
all that Pokemon Go news that came out like a month ago.
Yeah, and a little bit of Pokemon Sun and Moon news. There isn't any, but I still want to talk about how there wasn't any.
Oh, can we just do that right now? There was a big thing.
There
about
might
how...
be 10 Pokemon.
There was going to be a Pokemon Sun and Moon news on the Japanese Pokemon show, which name of it, I forget. And the internet was like, oh man, we're going to get new footage and new everything. It's going to be a whole bunch of new news. There was no new news.
No,
they just came on and said, there will be at least 10 Pokemon, ha ha ha. And like, there was nothing new.
Because I read it as a sort of a mistranslation thing where they said there might be 10 new Pokemon, but that didn't really come across.
No.
But like, here's the thing. Can you imagine only 10 new Pokemon?
From what I read, the word new was not in it. They just said there will be at least 10 Pokemon, like as a joke.
Oh, well, then I'm we're not super giving, on board.
That
then,
was basically, we're not giving any information away.
That's a
yet.
Great joke. Free pass to Pokemon. But yeah, we'll talk about all the Pokemon Go stuff 2 weeks after that for the proper one. And then, so a month from now, we'll go to Saffron.
Yeah, that should give you time to get those notes together.
Oh boy, that's going to be a
still
big one.
I still won't do it until the day before. But until then.
Don't tell them how the sausage is made.
Smell you later.